there's a cartel involved here. Larry Goodman controls the offal that comes out of every factory in Ireland. At this moment today, the flat price for heifers is €4. And every factory in Ireland is quoting that price because they're told to do so. Because if they advance any higher than that, Larry Goodman won't take their offal. So it's the price is controlled by Mr. Goodman. And until such time as some Irish government takes on Mr. Goodman and creates some different buyers for the offal in Ireland and in England, the Irish beef trade is in full control of Mr. Goodman's hands. It's a national issue, a national policy. No other organisation would be allowed to control a price of anything in Ireland. Even petrol, diesel, there's some variations of different pumps. But in every factory in Ireland today, €4 is what's been offered for heifers. And that is controlled by Mr. Goodman.
Actually, a very interesting point you said there, that fuel prices vary depending on where you go, but there's no alternative for farmers, essentially.
Absolutely not. Not when that cartel and price control exists. We have no option. We can't export live cattle to Northern Ireland because the Northern Ireland factories, Mr. Goodman, won't take their Irish offal. And that's the only reason we have lost our export market to Northern Ireland. Farmers in the north can't kill Irish heifers or bullocks. No factory in the north will take an Irish heifer, or they'll take it from Ireland. You can export cattle to be killed in the north, but you can't export store cattle to the north and for them to feed them and quality assure them and send them to the factories. That cannot be done because Mr. Goodman won't take their offal. The government needs to act on this. I mean, we have to have open competition in relation to our beef market.